So this is it. It's the Out-of-Home Insider Daily Tier Sheet. It's June 28th, and I've been trying to do a number of different fancy things. I tried to add music. If you heard the episode the other day, you would have heard that I also tried to add music then. It went miserably. I don't know if my Wi-Fi is just old or what the heck, but it's just not working. So I decided that I wanted to do a second kind of episode that was similar to yesterday's and giving you live feedback, live commentary on things that I find interesting. I think that they can be particularly helpful when advising a brand. I think that they can be particularly helpful if you're the decision maker of a brand when considering how do I use out of home. And just the same for media executives, business development teams, understanding how to use information to create better dialogue with your existing customers, prospective customers, advising your own teams internally. So I hope that you find this just as helpful as other folks have given me the feedback that it is and that you enjoy it just as much as I do. So no music. Let's just dive right in. This is out of Search and Performance Marketing Daily. 72% of U.S. travelers choose destination based on a personalized ad. Now, this is not going to be an episode about some sort of top secret government program that allows you to deliver a name specific ad with the destination they just most recently searched onto a digital screen as someone's walking to the grocery store. It's not that. I'm not interested in that. I think it's a lot easier than that. So hopefully stick around to the end and you'll agree. We'll read a little bit from this piece. I'll give you that commentary, kind of what I'm thinking and ways that you can apply that to your own business. But let's dive in. Despite gas prices at an all-time high and airline flight cancellations at record levels, it has become a summer of travel. Advertising trends from AdTheorent found 57% of U.S. travelers consider themselves, and this is something to put a pin in for the rest of the piece, revenge travelers. 57% of U.S. travelers considering themselves revenge travelers. They're getting back at COVID. Some 83% plan to splurge on travel expenses this year, beginning with summer vacations, which are already in full swing. Just as a note, this article will be linked in the show notes. So wherever you're listening to this or watching this, it'll be down there. You can check it out yourself and take a look there. The report was conducted online by the Harris Poll on behalf of AdTheorent. They polled 2,039 U.S. adults aged 18 or older. It turns out that timing is key. Depending on the type of travel arrangements being booked, advertisers must reach travelers at the correct time. Some 54% of travelers say they book an airline flight 1 month or less in advance. So that's kind of data point number one. We'll just put a number one over here. This is my yellow post-it note. One is less than 30 days. So they like to book less than 30 days. Start thinking about deals, time-sensitive offers, countdowns, potentially dynamic date insertion. You could be here by this time, by this date, for this many dollars, right? Start to paint that picture. How can you use digital creative, not necessarily some top secret personalized, you know, creepy thing, but how can you just use digital to be smart, understanding that there is a motivator for 30 days and less inspiring booking of that travel. Personalized ads work. Some 72% of travelers who receive a relevant advertisement or at least one from a travel company tailored to their preferences say they are more likely to visit the destination being advertised. Okay, so how the heck do you do that? Well, there's a number of ways to do it using data. But what you're able to do is actually using some commercial real estate, urban planning type data. And there's a number of these companies that are out there. If you want to scope any of them out, you can just send me an email either outofhomeinsider@gmail.com or you can get me at OneScreen. That's probably an easier one, tim@onescreen.ai. You can send me an email either of those. I can show you a few different ways to do this. But what you're able to do is you're able to conduct an analysis, essentially draw a geofence around an airport, analyze all the mobile device activity of that airport to look at where are people who are flying to this airport, where are they coming from, right? If we can start to understand that historical behavior that, hey, if we observe a large enough sample size, we're going to be able to discern some market trends that people are traveling from this region to this region. We're tribal in nature. These trends always emerge when we analyze the data. So, okay, if you're able to analyze your regional airport to say this is where people are coming from, well, then what? Well, then reach out to those travel bureaus, reach out to the people that have incentive for driving travelers to that market. This is particularly effective in second and third tier markets, and we'll understand why as we go throughout this piece. But there's your first two nuggets, right? One and two. The first one, less than 30 days. How can you use that incentive to trigger action, right? So thinking about that, we want users to take action. In this case, our users are our local populace, and the action we want them to take is booking travel. So less than 30-day deal messaging, that sort of incentive mindset is really important from a creative standpoint. The second is looking to personalize that. So how can you use historical data to create a personalized feel, right? Because we can create the other effect too. We can look at, hey, where are people flying into our market from? Because we want to reach out to those markets to get people to come to us, right? Or we can look at from our airport, where are people traveling to? Because we want to reach out to those travel bureaus, et cetera, right? This is a kind of a two-way street that you're able to take advantage of. So 72% saying that they are more likely to take action if the place being advertised is relevant. So you can use historical data to determine if it's relevant. This isn't just a digital focused strategic effort, though, I don't think. I think that it's important to have static anchor points throughout the market, really anchoring whoever that advertiser is, and then using digital elements, whether that's large format, whether that's more middle funnel, bottom funnel frequency, kind of street level, one-to-one, one-to-few opportunities, whether that's kiosks, rideshare TV, taxi toppers, urban panels, whatever those frequency formats are, using those digital opportunities to show these kind of time-sensitive offers and showing some of them relative to the historical places that folks have come from. Consumers are usually connected to their digital devices. About 82% of travelers use digital devices to research, 77% to book their trips. I actually thought that that might be a little bit lower, but it turns out that travel companies have done a really good job of creating a pretty seamless experience. So that means that the point of purchase is obviously closer than ever as well. So if I see a timely offer that makes sense to me, that's relevant, it's a destination that maybe I know a lot of people who've gone to, because again, we did this analysis and hey, it turns out a lot of people who live where I live like to travel to Orlando. Great. I'm going to show you an offer for Orlando, incentivizing you to book because it's within the next 30 days. There's some additional nuggets in here too. 53% of travelers are motivated by digital ads to book a vacation that required at least one overnight stay. So don't show me the one night stay. Show me the 3-4 night stay. 24% are motivated by digital ads, including a coupon or special offer. So again, if it's a digital ad on your phone and it's compelling there, it should be just as compelling in the real world. And 23% are motivated by digital ads that are personalized. So again, continuing with this theme of personalization, but how do we create that effect with out of home? It's by using historical data to understand where do people travel from and to, so that we can be showing the offers that make sense. Again, based on that historical data, we're showing time-sensitive offers. We're showing incentives. We're showing coupons, especially now more than ever. But it is that I think the strongest data point in here is that people are still continuing to spend on travel, even though it's becoming more expensive and less definite with flights canceling. So 68% of travelers search for activities. They look for restaurants, events. 48% are using a map or GPS to get from place to place once they get to their destination. So, you know, potentially adding Waze. I like that Waze thinks of themselves as an out-of-home format, because I don't disagree with that. So how are people going to be using GPS once they get to where they're going? 47% are communicating with family and friends back home. So that means that social sharing is going on. There's this kind of lifetime effect, right? So if we were able to take this historical data and say, okay, people from my market go here, which means that other people from my market who I'm communicating with back home, right? 47% communicate with family and friends back home. I'm adding social proof to them as they're being exposed to the same campaign that converted me. Now you start to see it coming all the way together, right? Now we're creating this closed loop ecosystem with really, really targeted, really tactical approach to using out of home and just interpreting all of this data that is really set up to promote, you know, digital ads online. But how can we take the same information and turn it into firepower for brands that want to use the real world? Data also identified new styles of travelers, such as, I like this, microcation, defined as a short, leisurely getaway, no more than four nights, and second city travel, a trip off the beaten path to swap a destination for a lesser known area. Love that. That's why I was talking about the second and third tier markets. There are a lot of people, 69%, some 79% were attracted to microcations, whereas 69% were drawn to second city travel destinations. That is the opportunity, especially for maybe a COVID sensitive traveler. Regional airports. I've been flying regional airports since July 2020. I've been traveling regional airports. And those are those second city travel destinations. So a great opportunity for these second and third tier markets. Oftentimes these second and third tier markets, as you know, are hard to buy with broadcast or zoned cable. So if you are investing in traditional media, out of home often ends up being a great choice in those markets as well. Some 67% point to cash free travel trips. While 54% will go it alone, 54%, I like this too from a creative standpoint, 54% cited a trip involving active and physical experience such as biking, boating, or swimming. 54% cited travel that conserves the environment. So thinking again about messaging, we're showing what we can do when we get there. Show me what it's going to look like when I've escaped my current reality for your temporary reality, because I'm going to go book this trip, right? I'm going to take action because you showed me some of the things that I can do when I get there. 51% will embark to a wellness retreat, corporate retreat, or music festival. So thinking about event-based travel, those are going to be great incentives too. So working that into the messaging, maybe there's a big festival or an award show or something going on in one of those markets. Again, we're thinking about the creative. How can we keep it fresh? How can we keep putting new offers out into the market to drive conversion? 46% will combine business and leisure in one travel trip. So seeing more of this as business travel resumes, folks who are still in that revenge travel mindset, taking the business trip and turning into a little bit of a multi-purpose. So again, looking at that historical data, where are folks coming from to your market and where are folks going to that are leaving your market, and how can we inform the brands that are ultimately looking to connect with those folks. So if you enjoyed this, I would love to hear from you. That's outofhomeinsider@gmail.com. It's all spelled out. There's no OOH abbreviation, or you can reach me at tim@onescreen.ai. This has been your daily tear sheet. Please share this with somebody else. Share it with a client, share it with a colleague, share it with a friend. That's the way that the show grows. And remember, we are the only fully connected. I got to work on that tagline. It's hard because I I'm going to deliver it. Remember that we are the only fully connected native ad platform in the world, and marketers want to choose us. So give them a good reason to. We'll see you tomorrow.